Good morning. It's 8:52.
Well, we are learning a little bit more about how the Boston bombings occurred. The surviving suspect says it was his older brother, not a terror organization, who was behind the plot to place explosive devices near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. And joining us live this morning, CNN's chief national correspondent, John King. John, this surviving brother may not be able to talk because of injuries, but he is communicating some information.
Beginning to communicate, gentlemen, some information. As you noted, we're told in our reporting that he's suggesting that his brother was behind this. His brother had some grievance. He thought Islam was under attack. And investigators at the moment think that what he has said reinforces their view that the two brothers largely acted alone. They want to find out exactly where they got the training for the bombs. Was it just on the internet? Was it in that Al-Qaeda magazine? Did they get any help at all? Remember, the older brother traveled to Russia a few years back. They're trying to get some help from the Russian government and piecing together every bit of that trip. But now we move into the prosecution phase. And as you know, here in Washington, there's a debate about whether to do enemy combatant or civilian courts. The Obama administration has been clear, saying this will go on in civilian courts. But as that process plays out, we'll get more details, we hope, about what happened. And I think we'll also have a bit of a debate here in Washington.
To what extent do you think the FBI will be investigated here to make sure that it did all it possibly could to have prevented this from happening?
Look, I think that's a big part of the investigation. First, you want to make sure you have a prosecution that is on a path toward a conviction. That is what the people of Boston want. It's what the people of the country want, and you watch that. But then you go back, and the FBI has questions. So when the Russian government asked for help a few years back and said, you know, we think this guy might be involved in some sort of a Chechen issue, you know, sometimes the administration is skeptical because President Putin and has in the past pushed too hard to prosecute and to persecute some of these people, to be candid. And so did they miss something there? Did they minimize the Russian complaints because of the political issues in Russia about the Chechen crisis? They'll have to go back and check the notes on that. And the city of Boston will also go back and, you know, triple check the security it had around the finish line of the marathon. So you have these after the fact investigations that you want to go back and look. Did you miss any clues? Did you not connect any dots? And at the same time, you're preparing your case for prosecution.
John, sometimes in breaking news, information comes out that turns out not to be quite right, or information has to be walked back a little bit. CNN took a lot of heat last week for some information in the reporting of the arrest of a suspect that hadn't happened yet. What did you explain to the viewers when that happened?
I was involved in that. So it's not walking it back, it's correcting it, and you have to do that. And it's embarrassing, and I've been at this for nearly 30 years, gentlemen, and covered a couple wars and a lot of breaking news and a lot of cops and robbers situations, and I got a pretty good track record. When you do something like this, it's embarrassing, and it's the bigger part beyond being personally embarrassing. It's tough for your viewers who you want to trust you. So the one thing you do have to do is look straight in the camera and say we were wrong, and try to explain why we were wrong. In this case, we had two reputable sources, one of mine and one of a colleague's of mine, who have been reliable in the past, who simply had bad information. And we had two. You never do that with one. And we went with it, and we had to correct it. And as I said, it's a shot to you personally. It's a shot to your credibility. And I think the best way to deal with it is to look people in the eye and say, we made a mistake. Here's how we made the mistake, and then move on. And I think hopefully people will look at the bulk of your reporting in that situation and find it to be quite good. But no question, it's my city, too, so it's sort of a double kick in the head to me.
Yeah, and you know what? Honesty is always the best policy. I mean, mistakes do happen. But I bet you're a perfectionist. I bet you didn't sleep for a couple of days.
It was tough. It was tough. Look, you know, I take this personally. I work for a place that has been great to me over the years. And when you make a mistake, you're hurting your company as well. And again, I was home. I was home. And you know, this 8-year-old boy grew up just down the street from where I grew up, right on my old paper route when I was a kid. So there's a whole bunch of emotions that go through. But one thing you have to do is sort out what you did, correct the information with the viewer, hopefully learn a lesson. Did you do anything wrong? Did you go a little too quickly? Did you not run it through an extra trap? Learn those lessons and pick yourself up. My dad used to say, it's never the fall, it's how you get up.
That's a good piece of advice.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you this morning.
Take care, John.
CNN's chief national correspondent, John King. I'm going to-